Every solution provider probably knows that storage virtualization has become an important technology in the data center. It helps your client improve the utilization of their storage assets, it simplifies their storage environment, and it reduces their capital costs by forestalling the purchase of new storage systems or media. But are solution providers really doing all they can to streamline storage virtualization and help their clients get the greatest possible benefit from this technology? Hi, I'm Stephen Bigelow, Senior Technology Writer with TechTarget's Channel Media Group, and today I'd like to cover 5 tips or services that you can use to improve and optimize your client's storage virtualization infrastructure. First, utilize thin provisioning services within the virtualized storage. Traditional storage allocation usually requires you to provision all of the anticipated disk space up front. This can tie up a tremendous amount of storage for an application, and that associated space is simply wasted if it isn't eventually used. Clients wind up running short of space and buying more storage long before their LUNs are filled. Virtualization allows you to pool all of the client's available storage and then simply create virtual disks as needed. When you combine this storage flexibility with thin provisioning, it's possible to pre-allocate substantial storage to a virtual disk without actually committing the space. Then it's just a matter of adding more space to the virtual disk over time as it's needed. Depending on the client's deployment of storage virtualization, it may also be possible for you to resize virtual disks dynamically, adding or removing space from the mapping table. This can be even more convenient than thin provisioning, but not all systems cope with online expansion, and removing space can sometimes present problems when data is present, so additional caution is very important. Second, offer services or guidance that help the client manage capacity. Another way to help clients get the most from storage virtualization is to guide their capacity planning efforts. Storage needs always grow as more applications and data-rich file formats compete for space, and data is being kept much longer in order to accommodate compliance and litigation concerns. So helping your client avoid the performance problems and application crashes that result from low storage situations is really a great way to add value for your client. Implement a means of routine capacity planning and track the client's utilization over time. There are numerous commercial tools available to identify and track storage use. Examine utilization patterns and provide your client with a growth plan. This provides additional sales and installation revenue for you and can tie in well to other routine management or other services already in place with the client. But capacity isn't just about buying more disks. Today, technologies like data deduplication and compression will actually help save storage space. This, in turn, reduces the amount of provisioning or resizing that has to be performed over time and further eases the purchase requirements for new disks. Third, use storage virtualization to help move and manage storage. Storage virtualization adds a layer of abstraction that insulates the physical storage from the servers or users, and this abstraction allows very, very flexible data migration capabilities, allowing data to be copied from one physical location to another. The migration takes place while maintaining I/O access, so the user is typically not even aware that migration is taking place. Virtualized storage can be migrated for many practical reasons. For example, you may need to move data from an overused storage device to a lesser used storage device so that you can reduce the traffic and improve the apparent storage performance. Another performance enhancement is to migrate virtualized storage from a slower storage system to a faster platform, usually as part of a technology refresh. It may be necessary to migrate storage off a storage platform that's being removed or replaced, such as an older system coming off its lease. Remember that data migration will require some amount of additional storage space to cache the data between the start and endpoints, so look for granular migration that will move individual files faster and use less temporary space. Fourth, couple storage virtualization with data protection. Storage virtualization is well suited to data protection techniques like remote replication. Where traditional replication sites needed to closely resemble the storage resources found in the original data center, virtualization removes this need, and it greatly simplifies the complexity and the corresponding cost of your client's remote site. Now storage in the virtualized data center can be replicated off-site without regard for the storage systems located there. For example, the data on expensive, high-performance disks at the main data center can easily be replicated to storage virtualized on large, expensive disks at the remote site, and vice versa. Whether you're planning on initial virtualization deployment for a client or reviewing their existing virtual storage infrastructure for new opportunities, be sure to look for ways to integrate virtualized storage with data protection or disaster planning. Storage virtualization and data protection also intersect with specialized hardware such as virtual tape drives or VTLs. These disk-based storage systems emulate tape libraries, and they're used specifically for local or remote backups. Clients that might not be ready for a full-blown virtualized storage deployment may welcome the addition of backup storage virtualization in the form of VTLs. Finally, don't forget to protect the metadata. The virtualization layer uses metadata to connect virtual disks with physical storage space. If metadata is lost due to corruption, disk faults, or other problems, the corresponding user data would also be lost, and it would be almost impossible to reconstruct the